There is nothing worth more that can never come close. No thing can compare. You are living on your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There is nothing worth more that can never come close. No thing can compare. You are living whole. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence. Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence. Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence. Lord, let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. And so, most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We come before your presence with singing. We come before your presence with praise. We come before you with thankfulness in our hearts, thankful for yet another day that you have blessed us to be able to see. We don't take these days for granted, but every day that you allow us to rise, we declare boldly that this is the day that the Lord hath made. And because you have made the day, God, we're going to rejoice and be glad in it, thanking you for another opportunity to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. If it had not been for you on our side, God, we don't know where we would be at. But we know because you have been our rock. We know because you have been our redeemer. We know because you have been our strong tower, God, that we have everything that we need and more, that we can live and not die, that we can trust in the Lord with all of our heart. We don't have to lean unto our own understanding. God, in all our ways, we can acknowledge you because you consistently and remain faithfully loving to us each and every day. We thank you for this day that you have made, that you've allowed us to rise this morning to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, to bless the God of our salvation, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, because we are a part of this land, to offer unto you our best fruit, our sacrifice, because you're worthy to be praised and you're worthy to be adored. You're worthy to be lifted up. You're worthy to be honored. You're worthy to be glorified. You're worthy of the praise. And so we want your spirit to come to more and have his way in our hearts and have his way in our lives and have his way in our presence right now. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. You are welcome in my heart. You are welcome in my soul. You're welcome to fill my praise. You're welcome to shift the atmosphere. We love on you, God, today because you have blessed us to be able to see a brand new day. Thank you for life. Thank you for health. Thank you for strength. Thank you for a mind to serve you. Thank you for a mind to worship you. Thank you for a mind to adore you. Thank you for a mind to get up and to pray. God, early have we endeavored to seek you this morning while you may yet be found before we get into our hustle and bustles of the day, before we begin to run around and get caught up in things that will try to beset us, those things that will easily try to beset us, those things that will easily try to come and cause us to become frustrated. But I'm thankful today that the joy that I have, the world did not give it to me. So I don't have to worry, I don't have to rely upon the world to continue to allow me to live a joyful life. Because you are the reason why I live. You are the reason why I breathe. You are the reason why I move and have my very being. My trust and my hope is in you. I don't put my hope and my trust in man because man fails us over and over again. But God, you are not like man. You're not like man that you should lie. And you're not like man because you keep on blessing us over and over again. You don't have any ulterior motives. You love me just because you love me, because I belong to you, because I was made by you, because I was shaped and formed, oh God, by your hands, because I was made in your image. I should be reflecting you. And so when I see you, God, I should see myself. I should be able to see the glory of God reigning and shining in me. And so, God, you made me for a reason. You made me for a purpose. You made me to be an instrument of praise, to offer unto you a sacrifice, to offer unto you worship, to offer unto you adoration, because you have been so good to us. You have been better to us than we have been to ourselves. And so we won't lean into our own understanding. We won't lean into what our minds and our hearts tries to lead us to do, this flesh, because in this flesh there is no good thing. And so we put flesh under subjection even right now. And we seek your face this morning while you may yet be found, thanking you, God, for all that you have done, the many ways that you have made, the doors that you have opened, God, the good times and the bad times,
I read the scripture this morning that Paul says, and what I've learned how to be abased, and I've learned how to abound, and whatsoever state I find myself in, I find myself to be content. He understood that, God, no matter the ups and the downs, you remain the same. And God, help us, Lord, today, that no matter what storms may come in our lives and no matter what may occur in our lives, help us to remain the same in season and out of season, in the ups and in the downs, in the good times and the bad times, when sickness, oh God, or when well, help us to remain the same. Help us to have that same hunger. Help us to have that same thirst. Help us to have that same urgency to seek your face, God, no matter where we might find ourselves to be at, God. If we would just offer you praise and offer you adoration, you're willing to come in and to inhabit our praises. You're willing to come on in. And you said we're two or three are gathered in your name. So if we find ourselves at work, God, we can touch and agree with someone at work, oh God. And if there's no believers at work, we can touch and agree and call someone on the phone and touch and agree, God, and pray and begin to invite you in to our situation, God, because you are a faithful God. You are faithful to your word. You remain the same. Your word will never return unto you void. And so, God, we can put our trust in you, because you remain the same. God, whether we were sick, whether we were down, while we were young, whether we're old, David says, I once was young, but now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And so since I belong to the righteous, and I'm a seed, I am a joint heir with Jesus Christ, God, I can fall up under that category that I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God, your word is what we need every single day. And I thank you for your word, oh God, that I'm able to hide in my heart. I'm thankful for the gospel that you allow men to write, that you inspired them to write your words. And so as I go throughout the day, I can stand upon your word. I can stand upon your promises. I can go according to what you have told me. And I can go by your track record, Lord. Your track record is sure. Your track record is yea and amen. God, you never fail. You never come short of your glory. You never fall short of anything, God. But everything that is done and everything that is needed, God, you're always right on time. You are the way. You are the truth. And you are the life. And I thank you, God, that you are everything that we need and more. We don't have to go our own way. We don't have to lean unto our own understanding. We don't have to go and find any other source of knowledge or source of affirmation. But you are everything that we need and more. And because you live and because you reign and because you are all in all, we can put our trust in you. We can put our hope in you. We can put our faith in you. And so as we seek your face early this morning, God, we thank you for another chance and another opportunity to pray, to build our relationship with you, to come before your presence with singing, to honor and adore you. God, we have a desire to be in your presence. The songwriter said, let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. And that is our heart's desire today, to know you more intimately. Every single day, we want to get to know you better. We said your word tells us that your ways are far above our ways and your thoughts are far above our thoughts, Lord, so we have a long way. Oh, God, and day by day we can get to know you better by finding ourselves in prayer. Men are to always pray and not faint. If we pray, God, we won't have to worry about giving up hope. If we pray, God, we'll always see a way of escape because you always make a way of escape. We find ourselves praying, God, we don't have to be weary in well-doing because we already know that we'll be able to reap if we faint not. We find ourselves in prayer, God. We'll get more connected to you, and we'll know your ways. We'll know the plans and the thoughts that you think towards us because your spirit will give us clarity. Your spirit will give us an understanding. Your spirit will speak the word of life into us and let us know everything that comes our way. Your word tells us, God, that you won't put no more on us than we can bear. You know how much we can take. You know how far we can go. You know where we need to push to, and you know where we should be heading. You know everything that we need and more, so you won't put any more on us than we can bear. So we know that the trials and the tribulations that are in our lives today, the afflictions that are going on in our bodies today, God, you have endeavored or you have deemed it that we are able to be able to bear those weights, we're able to bear those afflictions, we're able to bear those burdens, God, because you have given us the strength to be able to stand in these times, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And that assurance, God, is just a reassurance or a reaffirmation, God, that you are a great God, and I don't have to worry or fear that I'm going to be overcome, because no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper, because God, you have already ordered my footsteps. Lord, you already know the way I should go. Lord, you already know the way of escape, and Lord, you know just what I need to make it through the fire and the storms. And so help remind us, Lord, day by day, your promises. We can't live this life without standing on the promises of God. We can't make it. We can't do anything, because your promises, God, is what give us the hope that we need to press on day by day. Though trials come, though strong winds may blow, you remain the same consistent, faithful, just, loving, merciful, kind, a great God, never changing. God, you remain the same every single day through every single situation. And so because of that, we can live and not die. We can speak words of life. God, we can speak those words that are not as though they were, because we can trust in your word. And I thank you for your word today. The Bible tells us that the word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our pathways. Your word is what we need to hide in our heart, because your word is what helps us to understand you more intimately and more thoroughly. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your promises, and thank you for the assurance, God, that everything is going to be all right. I bless you for another day that you have made and another day that you've allowed us to come together in corporate prayer early in the morning while you may yet be found. And I pray a special blessing on those that have endeavored to rise early this morning to offer unto you this sacrifice. I don't take it for granted, God, that you've allowed people to have a desire to pray, and that you've allowed people to join in with us. And you've had people join in from all parts of the country. They don't always join in every single day. They don't always join in consistently. But I thank you for those that are willing to come in and tune into this time of prayer. God, because it will avail much. And God, you have so many things that we have so many things that we need you to do. And God, we need to, instead of seeking after our own desires, Lord, when we come together in this corporate prayer, God, we seek that your will might be done. And we call on the names that are less fortunate than us, those that are weak among us, because you said the strong need to bear the infirmities of the weak. And so when we come together, God, we come together, God, to put our petitions out there, the petition of those that cannot pray, the petition of those that, God, that need to be reassured, the petition of those that are, God, in dire need, God, because, God, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, Lord. Our prayer has power. Oh, God, our prayers yield results. And we're not just here for vainglory. We're not just here to say that we came or that we were here, but God, we have a desire, a sincere desire for change to occur in our lives. God, we have a sincere desire, God, for you to move by your power and move by your might in our lives and on behalf of those that we pray for. We have a sincere desire, God, to get to know you more intimately and to draw closer and nearer to thee. Sometimes, God, we come in and pray, and we're full of energy, and we're full of vigor. But, God, there are times when we come and pray where we must press, and we must travail, and we must remain steadfast before you, oh, God, so that your will might be done, and that we'll pray past our flesh, and we'll pray past our selfish desires, and we'll allow your spirit to come to more and have your way. Holy Ghost, you are welcome in here. Come flood this place. Come flood our environment. Fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, to be overcome by your spirit, to be overcome by your anointing, God, that we may feel your anointing and that we may have the power that we might need, oh, God, to live victorious in this day. I thank you for the ministry of Praise Center. Oh, God, as we endeavor to do your will,
I pray that you would continue to shape us and mold us to be the church that you have called for us to be in this last and evil day. Help us to be a church without spot or blemish. Lord, we don't want you to return and come and say, I know you, that you have lost your first love. But help us to remain steadfast in ministry, Lord. Help us to always abounding in the work of the Lord, God, so that our labor will not be in vain. Only what we do for you will last. We can't do things for our selfish needs and selfish desires, but we must be willing to sacrifice, God, over and over again, even as you send the men from the fields of sin. Oh, God, even as you, God, put us on the, in the hearts of men and women everywhere, God, we need to remain consistent. We need to remain steadfast no matter what, no matter who is in the seat. The man of God told us on Sunday, oh, God, that something great is headed our way. But in the midst of waiting, God, in the midst of our waiting, Lord, he told us to continue to preach to the ones that are here, oh God, and not worry about the ones that are not here, because you are the God of the harvest, God, and we take that word and we run with that word and we remain steadfast, God, in our endeavors, Lord. God, we look to grow our praise pantry, God, to be able to bless those that are in need, God, but God, the poor will be amongst us always, Lord, but we're looking for a greater harvest, Lord. I'm looking for soldiers, oh God, and servicemen and women, God, to join this ministry, God. I'm looking for doctors and lawyers, oh God. Oh God, professors, God. Oh God, construction workers, Lord. I'm looking for, God, people of all cultures, people of all job work positions, God. I'm looking for a harvest, oh God, that is well-rounded, God, to do the work of the ministry, Lord. We need teachers, oh God. We need computer scientists, God, so that we can open up our computer center, Lord. We need, oh God, workers, oh God, to come and work the harvest that you have for us. So those workers that are here right now, help us to remain steadfast in you. Help us to remain consistent in you. Help us to not be weary, God, in the work, oh God, that we are doing, knowing that in due season we're going to reap. And Lord, we know that we're going to reap, because you have already proclaimed into this ministry this year and this season that this is our time of breakthrough. Eye has not seen it. Ear has not heard it. God, it hasn't appeared into our hearts, our understanding of what you have in store for us. But your spirit keeps reminding us, Lord, and keeps telling us that breakthrough, God, the renewal, the people are on the way, because you have been honored, God, by our consistency. You've been honored by our steadfastness, Lord. You've been honored by our faithfulness, God, and we're going to be rewarded for our labor. And so we thank you, God, for all that have taken time out to join us in ministry here at Praise Center. I thank you for the laborers. I thank you for those that invest in this ministry. I thank you for the relationships that we have with the Capital Area Food Bank and with Walmart, God, that we're able to be a blessing to this community, Lord, that they see us as faithful, Lord, that they're even looking for additional ways that we can be a blessing, or that we can receive, oh God, goods to be a blessing to this community. Lord, I want to say thank you, because it's not by chance, God, but you ordered our footsteps, you ordained us to be able to do this work. Many have a desire to do this but don't have the resources, Lord. But God, because of our faithfulness, because of our service, because of our obedience to you, God, oh God, you are opening up doors that have been shut for others. You've made ways out of no way, oh God, because you have been good to us and you have honored us with your favor. I understand, God, that favor ain't fair, God. There's some that have been laboring for a long time, oh God, to be able to have these opportunities. But God, I want to say thank you, because you chose little of us to be vessels, to be servants, to be a beacon of light in this community. Oh, God, and not just in the community of Dumfries, Lord, but people come from Stafford, people come from Woodbridge, people have come even as far as Fredericksburg and Alexandria, oh, God, to receive of this blessing, and even Manassas. And we thank you, God, that you've chosen us to be a beacon of light, a temple of love, a place of love, and a place of prayer and a place of worship. Consistently, over and over again, Lord, we receive prayer requests. Mother Towns called us again, oh God, to ask, urge us to continue to pray for James Williams. I thank you for that honor, Lord, of being known as someone who is willing to pray. And I understand, God, the prayers our prayers, our steadfastness in prayer on these Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and on Fridays, God, our steadfastness in prayer is what allow us to be successful in ministry. When many young ministries have come and started and have fallen on death's door real quickly, they've given up hope, oh God, ministries have failed, Lord, because they have not been founded upon the right principles, and those right principles are prayer and faith and tithing, God. We are a church that consistently prays. We are a church that gives, God. We give out more than we receive, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you because you are the provider of everything that we need and more, and we thank you, God, that we sow into the lives of others. We are a tithing ministry. We are a giving ministry, and we want to say thank you. Thank you for being so merciful to us. Thank you for being so kind. Thank you for shining your light on us and granting us favor and granting us peace and granting us victory. Now, Father, I pray, God, that you would bless us in this day, that as we endeavor to do your will, let your will be done in our lives, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We want our wills to line up with your wills, not our will, God, but let thine will be done in the life of your people. I pray for Bishop Ted G. Thomas, my pastor, my bishop, oh God, the pastor of St. Stephen's Church of God in Christ and New Community Temple Church of God in Christ. I pray that you would bless him and keep him. Oh God, he's been running for a long time, Lord. He's been doing a lot of work, going to and fro, and I pray that you would bless my leader with strength. Help me to help him, God. Help me to undergird him. And the least that I can do, God, while I'm not with him, is to find myself praying for him and calling out his name in prayer. And so I pray that you would strengthen him today. In the mighty name of Jesus, give him long life, God. Let his latter years be greater than his former years, oh God. Continue to anoint him with power and anoint him with wisdom, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that your anointing will run down Aaron's beard. And Lord, as I continue to hold on him, and as I continue to undergird him and lift him up, God, allow your anointing to fall afresh on me as well. God, I desire that mantle, Lord. I desire that mantle will be passed my way, God, that anointing that is in his life, God. And so help me to be a better pastor, God. Give him the words to help me to become a better leader, God. Give him the words to help me to become a better man and a better husband, God, that I may be the man of God that you have called for me to be. I thank you, God, that you have chosen me for this day and for this present time and this very hour, God. I thank you, God, and I don't take that charge lightly, as I don't take the charge of being a prayer warrior lightly. I don't take the charge of being a man of God, a pastor, a shepherd, oh God, a sheep for you, God. I don't take that honor lightly, and I thank you, God, that you have blessed me to be able to lead, and I pray that you would anoint me to be the leader that I need to be. Anoint me with power. Holy Spirit, come to more and have your way. Uproot those things that are unlike you so that I may exhibit the qualities that you exhibit, to be loving, to be compassionate, to be merciful, to be long-suffering. Oh, God, to be faithful. Oh, God, to be gentle. Oh, God, help me, God, to help your people, Lord, today in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray for Mother Thomas as well. I pray for Mother Towns that you would bless them as well. I pray for all of the administrative assistants and the superintendents and the pastors in Virginia First Jurisdiction. I pray for the pastors and the people of God in Virginia Second, Virginia Third, and Virginia Fourth. I pray that you would bless us as a state, God, to remain holy, as a church, Lord, to remain holy and acceptable, to be a beacon of light in this community so that men might say, what must I do to be saved? Lord, you already told us in the word that the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. God, there are souls that are out there waiting for us to touch them. There are souls out there waiting. They're hungry for a word, a rhema word that will change their lives around. They're hungry, God. We just need to get out there and share the good news of Jesus Christ with someone. We don't have any more excuses, Lord. You've done so much for us, God. We cannot even give you any type of excuse. God, you are our way maker. You are a provider. You are the lover of our souls. God, you give us everything that we need. So, God, there's no reason for us to tell you no. There's no reason to tell you we'll wait tomorrow to do it. But, God, this is the day that the Lord has made. Thank you for making this day. And I ask that you would help us to be lights that you've called for us to be in this dark and dying day. I pray for the members of Praise Center. Thank you for those that you have chosen or that you've allowed to join us here in ministry. I thank you for those that have even come to visit us, oh, Lord, and have expressed interest in the ministry. But, Lord, I'm looking for the harvest. I'm looking for the harvest, Lord, and I thank you for the workers, Lord, that you have blessed us to be able to have thus far. I pray for Lady Olinda McCowan, Lord, that you would continue to bless her and anoint her. God, I know that your hands will be on her as she go into surgery this upcoming Friday. God, I know you're going to take her through, and I pray for a swift recovery, Lord. I know they give a certain time frame for recovery, Lord, but you know how valuable she is in this ministry, and you know how much I need her in ministry, Lord, and I know that while she is down, she'll be praying, God, but I pray that you would grant her a quick recovery, that you would anoint her body even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for Sister Diamond Star, God, clarity of mind, Lord, understanding of your will and your way for her life, Lord. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet right now, God, and show her the way. I pray for Eric McCowan, Lord, and Crystal McCowan, little Aaron McCowan. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan as we are excitedly waiting for her arrival here in Virginia. I pray that you would grant her long life, that you would bless her body, touch her even now, God. Take away the aches and the pain, God. Heal her, touch her right now from the very crown of her head to the sole of her feet, God. And watch over her, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and bring her down here safely where we can love on her, God. The women of God are excitedly waiting for her, Lord. And so, God, bless her and keep her this day in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for missionary Myrna Howard, that you would grant her safe travels and mercies as she makes her way back home to Puerto Rico. Oh, God, I pray that all is well at home, God, as she gets her mother's house in order, that she'll be able to get things together so her mother will be sufficient, God, and taken care of adequately, Lord. Bless her daughter as she travels with her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for missionary Lysandra Miller. Oh, God, I pray for her sons, Lord. She's asked for prayers for her sons, oh, God, salvation in her family, God. Save, Lord. Strength, oh God, encourage in her family, Lord. I pray your blessings on them this day in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for Brother and Sister Coulter, Lord. Sister Coulter has a prayer request, God, that she needs you to open up a door today for her housing, Lord. Oh God, and I pray, God, that you would send her the right way that she needs to go. God, we don't have to settle upon anything, but we can chase after what you have stored up for us. Order her footsteps, Lord. Help her to keep her eyes on you. And help her, Lord, today to put her trust in you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you never fail. And so if we put our trust in you, God, we don't have to worry about you falling short of your glory. Open up our eyes so she might see the great things that you have in store for her and the workers that you already have working on her behalf. Pray for their children, God, that you would bless that family, Lord. Saving that family, Lord, today in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for Brother Eric Lee, that you would bring him back home, God, that you would prick his heart, Lord. Oh, God, and help him to find his way back here in the name of Jesus. I pray for Deanne Graham and Renix Graham, God. Thank you for faithful memberships, even though they may not be located in the city, but they sow faithfully into this ministry, God, and I pray that you would bless them, oh, God, exceeding abundantly above all that they can ever ask or think. Honor their faithfulness, honor their commitment, Lord, and honor their investment in this good soil. God, I pray for all those that have taken time out to join us. I pray that you would prick the hearts to stir up into in those that have come, oh, God, to join us in ministry. I pray for Sister Paulette King, Lord. My apologies, Lord. Oh, God, my dear sister who joined us a couple of weeks ago. Oh, God, we pray that all is going well in West Virginia as she tends to the needs of her friend, oh, God, who lost her mother. Oh, God, and I pray that you would bring her back home safely in the mighty name of Jesus. And then all of those else, oh, God, that have come to join us, God, I pray that they would prick their hearts, oh, God, that they would join in the ministry, God. Oh, God, because many members of one body, oh, God, and we all can't all do the same thing, God. You have placed into them gifts, oh, God, to be a blessing to the ministry, oh, Father. And so, God, I pray that you would stir up in their hearts, give them no comfort, God, until they find this as a place, oh, God, to dwell at in ministry. Oh, God, bless us and keep us. Keep us in the heart of your hand and the center of your will. I pray for my brothers before I depart this call. I pray for my brother Brian Jones, oh, God, Samuel Metcalf and Herschel Chenault. I pray that you would bless us, God, as we come together this Friday for the Good Friday service, the seven last words, God. Several churches and ministry are coming together, God, that we may join in ministry, join in worship together. I pray that you anoint the service, oh God, and bless everyone that comes. God, anoint the speakers right now that they will speak with power and clarity under your anointing, God. Oh God, that we may have a service of encouragement, a service of empowerment, a service of strengthening, God, that we may go out and take the city for you in the mighty name of Jesus. And so I pray for all of the ministries that will participate, oh God, that we may tear down the walls of denominationalism. Oh God, tear down these walls that cause us to be separate. Oh God, because when we're separate, we're ineffective. If one can set 1,000 to flight and two can set 10,000 to flight, how many more can we set to flight if we're buying that, or if we join together in unity to take this world by storm? And so I pray for the pastors of the Great Northern District. I pray this for the success of our upcoming Lord District meeting. And I pray that you will bless us this day. Thank you, God, for all that you are. Thank you for all that you've done. And thank you for all that you're going to do in the lives of your people. Bless us as we go through this day. Keep us in the heart of your hand and in the center of your will. Oh, God, and bless us to come back tonight. Oh, God, together as we come into our prayer, praise, and study. As we continue in the book of Colossians to learn more about your word, blessings that you have for us in your word. Bless us this day. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. Amen and amen.